The White House Report.
Comedian Michelle Wolf seared the room with blue statements, sexual innuendos, also using curse words. She also used a reference to abortion that fell on deaf ears in the room. She took it to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, in her face, talking about her style, saying she lied, and even her looks. She even talked about Kellyanne Conway. The room was not all too happy with how she delivered her comedic sketch, but some who are on the outside of the Beltway were pleased. I talked with comedian Kathy Griffin, who was well pleased and very happy with the comedic sketch by Michelle Wolf.
I loved it, April. I thought Michelle Wolf was fantastic. And I think after all we've had to take from Trump and the administration and all the bullying we've all had to take, I can't help it. I love that she let him have it with boxing gloves on. Boom, boom, boom.
So in that room, the vast majority of people who are inside the Beltway felt it was too much. But I said that same thing. I said how it would play outside of the Beltway to people who feel they want to give it to the president and give it to Sarah Sanders in her face. And that's what she did.
Well, you know why? I think because many of us feel like we have been taking it from them. I mean, think about it. I never felt like Obama, like, put people under siege, or we had to wake up every day terrified of what Obama was going to obviously tweet or say. And so, you know, we've been living under the specter of fear. And Trump decides what's appropriate and what isn't. I, of course, am a living example of when he decided something, somebody has to pay. So I love seeing Michelle out there. I thought she was confident, the way she hit the mic. She delivered those jokes, boom, boom, boom. And I thought it was appropriate. You know, we're living the upside down. He's the most extreme president, at least in my lifetime. And I thought it deserved an extreme act. I also thought she did a nice amount. Like, she didn't do 2 hours. You know, I thought she hit it hard. It was out of there.
So you think that this was the place for her to do that?
I do. I think this place needs it. We're all too used to the normalization of all this stuff. And I thought, oh, wow, she called him out, and then she called him out again, and then she called out someone in the room. And, you know, hey, after what I've been through, you learn you got to take it if you're a big girl, and these guys got to take it. So they took it.
And so lastly, what you've been through, how are you coming? Are you coming out on the other side now after that? You apologized and everything.
I'm finally coming out on the other side, but it's still a struggle. I'm still on kill lists. I still get death threats all the time. Obviously, my audience is now very polarized. They're either with me or not. But you know what? I'm so grateful. I'm announcing 15 new cities on Monday, and I'm getting back out there. And boy, do I have a story to tell. So I can tell all about the interrogation while living next to Kim and Kanye, which is just accidentally hilarious. Oh, yes. They were my next door neighbors for over a year.
Okay, so everybody's asked me tonight about Kanye running for president.
They're asking me.
So what do you think about your neighbor possibly running
my
for president
neighbor
in 2024?
I do not think my neighbor will run for president in any year. However, I do think that he likes to shake things up, obviously. And I love how Chris and Kim are like on crisis management all the time. Like, Kim's like, don't be coming for him. You know he's creative. I don't really think, like, I can't really believe that Kanye's a Trumper. Like, his whole, like, free thinkers thing.
And then after he said what he said about George W. Bush.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a feeling, here's my theory. He happened to be walking past Fox News, and he saw Candace Owens say one thing, and he was like, okay, that's okay. She said one line I agree with. Then maybe he likes that Trump is, like, outrageous. But that's my theory, is he literally was walking past Fox News for 5 minutes.
Right.
He can't really believe that stuff. He just can't.
I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.